It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, it is a school district update. We have Mr. Jimmy Parker. He's a third grade teacher from Creekview Elementary. We're going to talk about reading and bullseyes. That's what he told me when we walked in this morning. So reading is always great, no matter where you're at. Bullseyes, I'm pretty sure I know what we're going to talk about because it is just something that has been taking over the district, and that's archery. Mr. Parker, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's start right out of the gate and talk about reading, because reading is one of those things that district-wide, a lot of people are getting great reviews. So let's talk, how is Creekview doing when it comes to reading right now?
Well, we were a little concerned coming back from the pandemic, but we did some testing over just before Christmas break, and we're at 32% of our students were at the end of the year levels, which was a little bit down from the year prior. But we were staying positive, and we put some things into place. And since then, in January, we had over 279 students level up, and the whole goal is to get to their reading level. And then in February, we had 379 students level up and getting to that goal of at their grade level or higher. It's just great to see the kids are wanting to read and finding the love for reading. And that's really the goal. Once you get that passion and love for reading, sky's the limit.
Well, yeah, and it seems like every time we talk with someone, an administrator or a teacher, and we discuss, you know, I believe that it was Superintendent Hatch. And he said reading is the tide that lifts all the boats. Because if you can read, it helps in so many other things. And the simplest thing about reading is also, a lot of it falls on us as parents. And, you know, how important is it that parents sit and read with their kids a half hour, 1 hour a day?
Oh, it's huge, and it's more than just the kid reading. I think you build a relationship through books, where you can talk with your children about the adventures you're going on in your mind. And you know, if we're during the pandemic, we're kind of stuck in our home, but we can travel all over the world through books. And if we could do that as a family, even better.
And now, have you got any more testing coming up towards the end of the year as far as reading? Is you're going to gauge where they are, or do you kind of just wait until the end of the year now?
We do periodic testing throughout, but we will have a big testing at the end of the year, and it will kind of see where the growth has been and then also any holes that we might have. But so far, it's pretty positive. We're finding those. If we do have holes, we're intervening and trying to help those students to get where they need. And just like, you know, Superintendent Hatch has mentioned in the past, if we can get our kids to read on grade level, all the other subjects are going to fall. They're just going to be that much easier for students. And so that's been not only a focus in the school, but definitely in my classroom as well, that we just want to make sure that we continue to do that.
All right. Now let's move to the bullseye part of it. And this is all about archery. And every time I have somebody come in to talk archery, it still just amazes me how the kids have taken to archery and how well, you know, this area does when it comes to, you know, region and state competitions. Now, how many kids did you have come out at Creekview for archery this year?
We had over 100 interest at Creekview alone, and we took 61 kids. We will be taking 48 of our archers to our state tournament this year, and we'll talk about that. But it just the interest and the actual, and some kids have never even seen a bow, and it's great. And personally, I'm not an archer. It's not something I grew up doing, but I enjoy being around the kids and learning with them.
So this year it'll be a little different than it has in past years. The state competition this year for the elementary kids is going to be at the BDAC. Is that what you were saying?
That's correct. Yep.
And that's coming up when?
That'll be March 20th. And there'll be, we have to separate, so we're not all going to be there at the same time. So the certain schools have their times that they'll be shooting. And if you need information about that, you can contact me or someone, or even Kyle Hansen at Castle Heights, and we can get you more information. We are limiting who can watch. We're limiting it to four people, or parents and maybe grandparents, per student, so that we can keep the COVID restrictions and we're social distancing and all that good stuff.
And how's this going to work? And we were talking about it before. Kind of explain it to the people. How is state competition going to work, where it's just going to be one school at a time?
So, you know, last year was a lot different. We traveled up to Salt Lake, and there was hundreds, if not thousands, of kids up there. Now it's all done locally. The NASP representative, which is the National Archery Schools Interschools Association, they will be there to make sure we're doing everything on the up and up. And then each school will shoot individually, and we'll record our scores, send it up to the headquarters, and then they will compile the scores of everyone in the state, and then eventually a winner will be announced, and we're hoping that will be Creekview.
and that's going to be great. It's, as you've said, and I said the same thing, it's just amazing to see the kids and the passion that they have for this. And the one thing you were saying is, and let's not let the cat out of the bag, because I'll just let you tell them, who's better at this, have you found?
Well, I found in the last 2 years, our girls are actually better shooters than our boys. No offense, boys, but our girls are lights out.
All right. So that's what we were kind of saying is, you know, don't mess with the girls from Carbon County, I guess.
Exactly.
They know how to work a bow.
Exactly.
All right. Mr. Jimmy Parker, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today. Good luck at state. Good luck with reading, and good luck with everything that's going on down at Creekview. Go Coyotes, right?
That's right. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. Now, for any more information on interviews like this, you can come in and check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. You can also listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.